evening, everyone. You've tuned in to Radiance by Design. Radiance by Design, what does that mean? It means that you are able to choose how you're radiating into the world. And when you can make that kind of choice, you can actually change how you manifest your reality. Sometimes it doesn't happen in just a minute. Sometimes it takes a little bit of practice. And that's why we have this call-in show. My name is Veronica Entwistle. I'm an intuitive and energy counselor, and I work with some wonderful guides and angels that really have taught me a lot about energy. And they teach me how to shift the energy that's related to a lot of our, subconscious programs, our reactions, our beliefs, our desires, our dreams, and so on. And as you do that, as you shift, my guides always say it's 98% a job of clearing, as you shift old programs that have been logged inside of you, whether they came in through the DNA or through empathy in your mother's womb or through reactions in your life, through all kinds of experiences and so on, they do prevent us. They're not all bad, but we're doing the stuff we want to clear here. We're not doing an inventory of your sweetness and light, which, of course, would be pages long, wouldn't it? Anyway, as we move through these times, and everything is speeding up, for those of you who listen to Kalaman on Paradigm Shifters on Tuesday, talking about the speed up of the vibrations in our planet, getting us ready for 2011, where things are going to move 20 times as fast vibrationally, that what we need to be doing is having the intention to radiate consciously, so that we're not only creating a reality, but we're putting into the collective a much higher frequency-based note. And each of us is like a note from the universe, aren't we? You're the only one in the universe that's you. And as a note, or as a, what would you like to be, a chord, or as a vibrational being, you got to come down to this planet and put your own authentic vibrational imprint into the collective. Which what we're hoping about the collective is that it's changing and changing and evolving along with these very rapid frequency changes in order to help us be a much different species, more unlimited, less, well, I guess the thing I'd like to talk about is less afraid, less fear-based, less defensive, less grabbing for fear of not having, less oppositional one to the other, and more kind of moving and morphing into a loving species and a diligent species and a creative species that doesn't go around lumbering away underneath all kinds of limitations that came down the pike through your heritage, through influences, heavens, through the media. You know, we want to free ourselves up and have some fun and move beyond. Excuse me. So how are we going to do this all in 1 hour? Well, what we're going to do is a meditation in the sacred geometric structures. Why geometric structures? Because they keep a lot of you with ADD and ADHD and very rapid minds and really brilliant intelligence. They keep your mind busy. Give it something to eat. And the other thing about it is as you create with your mind these structures, you'll find just like in the pyramids or just like in any of the conscious, what sort of building designs and so on that really amp up the radiance or the reflections or whatever it is they're doing, that you can create an amazingly energized space around yourself in which you can consciously manifest, in which you can heal yourself and other people, in which you can really get in touch with that vibrational truth that's just you. And these are beautiful, and they're colorful, and we share it together, so that's another wonderful thing. So we're going to do some manifestations through our sacred geometric, and we're also going to talk about fear, what fear does, releasing fear, how to release it. Let's do some energetics, have you call in. And when you call in, we're going to, hopefully, if I remember this time, because sometimes I get preoccupied with your calls and I forget to do it, but we're going to shift and move the kind of energy that reveals itself in you when you call in that is representative of stuff that you're afraid of, stuff that limits you. We're going to do that kind of energy because then you'll be putting a much higher frequency imprint into the collective. So you're going to make a difference. We're going to help, like our paradigm shifters do, we're going to help people move the entire collective so that we'll be a much higher frequency species-based note. So again, this is Veronica Entwistle, and I'm going to have you call in right after we do our sacred geometric structure. This is an advertisement for creating your reality. Are you ready for it? Are you up for it? Close your eyes and take a few deep breaths. Good. And now above your head, perhaps 2 miles, could be up to 4 miles even, 2 to 4 miles, create a golden ball. And when you see that gold of that golden ball, you can actually feel it too, can't you? And below your spine, about 40 feet, another golden ball. And a drop of filament, a golden filament of light, right down from the upper golden ball, right through your spine and into the lower golden ball. Good work. And now design the crystal ball around your... I'm out of whack here. From the upper golden ball to about waist height, drop a four-sided gold pyramid. And then upside down and meeting at point to point, another golden pyramid. And remember, it's pointing down, and its point meets the lower golden ball. So when both of the pyramids line up base to base, it creates an octahedron, an eight-sided figure. Now inside of that, create a crystal ball that touches the inside edges of your octahedron. Good. And now inside of that, you're in a star tetrahedron. That's the Star of David, and it's three-dimensional. So have that develop itself all around you. Now I'd like you to start spinning. So here we all are, swinging in the sky, spinning and spinning and spinning, as we listen to BBS radio. And as you spin, look ahead of you, and on the crystal grid in front of you, the first movie you're going to see is a little movie about you and what it is you want to create. What do you want to create in your world? I always say the same thing. I want to be multidimensional, and I want to come from the heart. I want to grow and evolve and incorporate all my dimensions consciously. And then I think of Jackie's team, and I'm reminded to say, and I want to be grounded at the same time. What is it you would like? Develop that image. Wrap it in light so it can continue. And move to your next movie, which is you creating a project that you really want to do. It can be a home and family. It can be a house. It can be anything, a book. It can be a job. What is it you want to create? Pick a project or maybe 2 projects. And see the resources coming for this project. Feel the resources coming. Be surprised that the resources came so easily or when you least expected. That's it. And see yourself developing your project and the resources there to help you flush it out. See all the pieces coming together. And enjoy yourself sitting in the middle of the project, working away, enjoying it, seeing people coming and going and sharing with you. I've got 2 projects going, and I'm really enjoying them, and they're very bright. There's lots of light in them. And remember that when your projects get going, you want to see them be self-sustaining, so the resources continue to come, and they generate resources, so these projects can be ongoing. Sometimes they morph into something else, don't they? It's okay. I just see the resources coming through. And then wrap it all in light. And again, I'm giving it a big shot of gold light. And then move to your next vision, which is the healing center. Remember our galactic healing center. And in that galactic healing center, let's call in our healing team. We all have a magical healing team from other dimensions. and have them circle around the healing table. Now, the first person to come in and be on the table is, ta-da, it's you. So go ahead and lie on the table, or flop on the table as you wish. And your healing table looks at you with reverence and with love. And sometimes they know just what to do, and sometimes you can ask them what it is you need. Mm-hmm. And then if you can see at all, or sense or feel, or however you experience it, how do they help you? What do you sense and feel? Okay. It's interesting. I'm seeing them pulling something out of my second chakra and out of my stomach. And out of the brain. Might lighten up my IQ, right? What about you? What's going on with you? And who is in your team? Are they beings that you know, that respect you, that you respect? Are they all strangers? I know they're all loving. Okay, wrap that in light. And then move to the next healing screen. Remember, your team is able to replicate themselves. So whilst they're stewing away the healing for you, they're creating themselves anew around a fresh table. And who is it you want to bring in? I'm going to bring in my 5-year-old grandson I mentioned last week who broke his leg. And we want him to heal faster so that he can be out of his wheelchair and bouncing around. Okay. Who do you want to have on the healing table? Good work. To see that person there and either ask them to help a certain thing, as I'm asking about my grandson's leg, or they'll tell you what this person needs. Excellent. And now wrap that in light and have your person do the healing on the side there. And now we bring up another healing table. And who comes in? I'm surprised at who wants to come into mine. I had somebody else in mind. But you know what? That's the best part of this. It tells you. You don't have to tell it. Yes, this person is lying on the table. And it's interesting because my person, it looks like she's being healed of a very difficult cancer situation. But what they're doing is working with her kind of a subconscious. I know she's a Scorpio. She has a very deep emotional underpinning that is creating problems in her. And they're pulling that up as if it's like a congestion or something. They're pulling up deep colors and they're pulling it out of her body. Very interesting to me. Now they're pulling it out of her brain as well, because that's where we program all this stuff, isn't it? Or that's part of where we program it. The brain's kind of like a computer. And who's coming into yours? I have one more I want to put in there as well. Okay, and when you really get the sense that this person's healing is cooking, you can wrap that scenario in light and ask that it be continued. Good. Now let's look at the political situation for a moment. I'm so conscious right now of the speed up. We've talked about the speed up a lot. Most of you know that there supposedly is a shift coming. But as Dr. Kalaman said on Paradigm Shifters the other day, he said, you know, with the shift that's coming, there's no guarantee it's actually going to come. We have to have that collective intention for it to work. So I liked that reminder. So let's look at the politics in the world, and let's take a look at what your intentions are. Because remember, that political situation is a reflection of our subconscious. And so let's just take a look at the political situation in the world that you would like to see changed. How would you like to see it changed? So whether it's, I know what I'm thinking about. So what is it? Pick a political situation that you yourself would like to see meet the shift or have evolved or have changed or have expanded. That's what I'm doing as well. And let's ask our healing team to work with that, to clear out the subconscious drives that work against mankind or work against the win-win. Let's send light to help these beings in power create a win-win for everyone on the planet, including Mother Earth herself and our atmosphere. As Kalaman said, and also David Wilcock, they said that the energy speed-ups that are going on this planet are also going on other parts of the universe. We're not sort of the sacred corner of the universe where these wonderful lessons go on and nobody else has them. No, the energy speed-up is going on all over the place. So there's a lot of changes going on out there. So let's participate in it. Let's intend to experience the evolution of the shift. And let's draw. Remember, the universe is having these incredible changes. So let's draw universal energies of a higher frequency down through your head, through the top of your head, your crown chakra, and send them out through your heart. And what color are yours? So I would like to send a pink and a salmon pink color out through my heart, but I'm also seeing gold and purple and some very white light silver. So I'm letting it flow through me, and let's see it bouncing around our entire planet, whatever colors that are coming through you, bouncing around our entire planet, steeping various parts of the planet in these wonderful high-frequency energies, which help, like acupuncture, isn't it? It really helps people move some of the more guarded, defensive attitudes way down deep. Like, I gotta get before I'm gotten. I gotta have or you'll have it all. All of that defensive stuff that prevents us from seeing it be a world for all of us, eh? So let's send the light all over the planet and see people being soothed and see the subconscious being released. Excellent. And just bathe our beautiful, beautiful planet in this light. And have that light come back in through your chest so that you're an emissary of love and that love returns to you as it will. And now let's close off our healing center, our healing room right now. Yes, and then come back into the star tetrahedron. And begin your spinning and spinning and spinning process. And then come on into the room with me and let's talk. Let's talk about fear. Would you like to call in? Let's talk about fear. What is fear to you? Nothing to fear but fear itself. Have you ever heard that? I've been kind of mesmerized lately by, well, not just lately. I've been mesmerized by how much fear is marketed to us over the television. If you sit there and watch TV for a while and you keep a little notepad beside you, how many times have you been had fear induced while you're watching TV, even for an hour, half an hour, for heaven's sakes? Because if we stay afraid, we can be enslaved. As long as we're afraid, we can be kind of we'll be like puppies waiting to be made safe or waiting to be led so that we'll be safe enough and so on. So there's nothing to fear but fear itself. We've also heard that fear and love are the only emotions. So let's play with that tonight and say, well, what on earth does that mean? If I'm really loving, what does that mean? if I love you and you have to stay with me no matter what because I love you, it's not really love. That's fear of a loss of attachment, isn't it? Or fear of my own identity. Now, we all have a little bit of that. But I want us to look at what's real about fear and what's real about love and where does the fear come in? Where does the love come in? I feel like as we're changing and transforming and getting to be a higher and higher frequency, we're getting more courageous about living in the love. And in that, remember we talked about creating our reality, and in that, the more I'll just get to you in 1 minute. The more we can love, the more we create a reality that's very loving. Take some and pass it on and pass it on and pass it on, because love itself engenders an expansion in other people around us as well as ourselves. You're on the air. Thank you for calling in.
Veronica, this is Cynthia.
Hi, Cynthia. How you doing? I knew you were going to call tonight. I must be psychic.
You must be, because last week I was with my daughter in Pennsylvania and I didn't have computer access. So,
well, I'm glad you're here.
Yes, thank you. I loved your meditation, and it really helped me. I had a great trip with seeing my daughter, and she's doing great. And then I came back here, and I called because you mentioned the fear, and I had a meeting today with, I thought, which could have been a potential job, but since I've returned from Pennsylvania and been back in Milwaukee the past 2 days, I'm still facing blocks with employment, blocks with a smaller apartment unit, and I feel like I've been called on to continue to stay in faith and be patient, but I'm getting frustrated.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Let's wrap ourselves in light. We're going to do some work with Cynthia. Cynthia has been on a bit of an epic, for those of you who haven't heard her calls before. She left California, and she's doing a bit of a walkabout and tracking her kids who have gone through various traumas and so on, and needs to begin again and get the kind of job that touches your heart and soul, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I just wanted people to know that. So right now she's gone from California to Milwaukee and obviously to Pennsylvania as well. I lived in Pennsylvania for a while.
Did you?
Yeah, I lived I think it was southwest of Philadelphia in Aston, right near Media.
Okay.
Media is an appropriate name for me to live in, isn't it?
Perfect.
So what I'd like us to do is I'm taking a look at Cynthia, and energetically, Cynthia, you're blocked in the throat in a huge way. Do you know that?
Yeah, I feel that. It's actually the discomfort's in my neck and my shoulders, but I definitely feel like it's in the throat as well. Yeah, you're right on target with that.
Okay. What we're going to do is we're going to call everybody to attention about the throat. Remember that the throat transforms a lot of your experiences to create wisdom. So we're talking about releasing fear, and I'm going, well, we've got to transform some of the reactions to things in order to get to the wisdom. So I'm asking the guides, okay, so what we'd like to do is wrap ourselves in light, and the reason we do that for those of you who are new is that we can take on other people's feelings, even over the radio. Because we're like tent caterpillars. We're all running through the same milieu, the same energy, but by the same token, we can shift it for all of us at the same time as well. So we're going to call in a violet fire. Oh, and there's a beautiful golden light that wants to come. And we're going to send it through Cynthia's, the base of your spine, and have it move. And everybody, you can feel this as well, even if you're not Cynthia, because we're going to ask for help, and we're going to have that golden and purple light run up through the base of the spine and run up through the body and break up that congestion right at the throat area. And that's it. And you know what you've got? Somehow when we do that with you, Cynthia, there's a lot of pressure that goes up into the frontal part of your brain. Do you know that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we're going to run it again. And then I want you to report what happens in either your shoulders. Yeah, there you go. A little bit more. In your shoulders or the other places that you mentioned. What did you say? Shoulders?
The neck. It's the lower part of my neck, top part of my shoulder, I guess.
Okay. And that's where that's where we hold a terrific amount of responsibility, right?
Mm-hmm.
weight of the world on our shoulders, but that's kind of a trite way of putting it in a sense, because you've got a lot of responsibility. But with the neck, I'm looking at, and the throat, the synthesis that you have to experience after all of your travels, the synthesis that shows you that you know what to do and how to do it, has a lot to do with consciousness of self, which is the neck. So there's a huge amount of action going on there, but it's not reformed, or it's not finished yet. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So what I want to do is just keep moving that inner. There you go. That's a little better. Flex your jaw. People at home, if you feel the congestion build up, flex your jaw. And it seems to be pressuring your arms. Do you feel that, Cynthia? Up
uh-huh.
Along? Yeah. And that would tell me that how you reach for and how you receive are really up for grabs for you. You're kind of lonely, darling.
Yeah, I'm not too.
Okay, hang on. We're almost done here. And okay, now I'm going to put my put the energy at the base of your spine again one more time. Now, they say that there is a job coming up for you. Have you been putting your ads out in a, what would you call it, a business column or in other places? Have you done like a job.com thing online or something?
Well, I did in California, but not since I've been here, but I have been sending my resumes and actually going on foot to places, and I don't have a real, I know this sounds like a resistance to going on the internet, but I don't feel confident in my resume on paper, even though it's a stellar resume. I much rather take it and walk it in on person, in person, and so I've been doing that, but not have had a whole lot of luck. And
Well, wait, it's not about luck, it's about timing, and that there's
mm-hmm.
something coming up for you, and it's coming because of a place that you've submitted. When you submitted something which also went to several places. So they're showing me, our guides and angels and our higher selves are showing me that you have a job response coming, and it's from somebody because of a group application to me. That's why I asked if it was an online thing, because it's a place that you put a job application that went to more than one place.
Okay.
That makes sense?
Well, yeah, I mean, I understand. I mean, I sent my resume to, I mean, I dropped my resume off and filled an application at twice to the Intercontinental Hotel, but even, I can't even get an interview to interview as a server. I mean, I'll just take anything at this point, and I'm frustrated.
But you know something? Today, you know, I'm going to say something. There's when you're following your light, and this is for everybody at home as well, when you're following your light and you're following the inner promptings and the promptings of spirit and the universe, okay, a lot
mm-hmm.
of times things do not work until they're really meant for you or until you have transformed enough to meet them. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody else might apply all over the place, and then they get all these responses, and you don't get any. And I've got several clients who don't get any. And I'm saying part of the reason for that is because you're not quite integrated yet. There's this, but there's a job coming, Cynthia.
Okay.
But you're not, you know, it's not easy for you, but you're getting there. You're actually transforming beautifully. You're going to be quite an amazing woman in time. And there's a man who's going to be in touch with you about this job.
Okay.
And it's soon.
Now, I'm not anticipating the job to be my dream job or my, how can I put it? I'm only anticipating, I guess what I'm trying to say is I still feel like I'm in a growth, transformation, healing phase.
Right.
And I seem to be wanting a job that I love but doesn't have a tremendous amount of responsibility. Now, is that something I should be rearranging in my own head?
I would put it in a different way. I would ask for the job that is, and you need to direct your thoughts and your intentions this way, the job that's a wonderful stepping stone, you know.
Okay.
That's all you need. You need to be loved and nurtured, but I don't see that coming right away. But I see that the job that comes will keep you busy, and there's a business connection that comes from that job. So it's a stepping stone job.
I understand. Well, the interview I had today was with the Milwaukee Brewer baseball organization.
Oh, great.
And I had to force a lady to, like, see me. I mean, I called her, like, four times or more, and she didn't even want to give me the time of day, but she said, well, you're so persistent, okay. So,
and how did you do with the interview? How did you feel about it?
I had a lot of energy until after I left there, and when I left there, I was incredibly depressed.
Yeah, it's hard.
When I left. Yeah, I was just down. I anticipated a little bit more would come from it initially.
You got to. You just got to surrender, because there's this whole other part of your nature that still is growing and transforming, and I feel like there's a job coming soon. I'm not sure if it's that one, but there's one coming from a fellow that is a little older than you, and he's been very... Anyway, he's going to call you, and it'll work out just fine, and it's not your heart-based job, but it's a good connection for your next job. And I think you'll stay in Milwaukee for a while, and then you'll buzz off when you're ready.
Okay.
And thank you for your call.
Sure, and I thank you for listening. You know, it's funny, I had a great time when I was with my daughter, and then I came back, and I didn't get such great news about this little apartment I want to move into. I want to downsize, so I have to wait for that answer for several weeks, and I have to wait. So I'm still getting the message as well, Cynthia, you have to wait a little bit longer. So.
I know, it's hard, but keep going, and I should go because there's another caller, but I send you much love.
Great.
Take care.
Thank you so much, Ronnie. Thank you.
All right. Bye, Cynthia.
Right. Bye.
And I think we have another caller, and if so, come on through. Otherwise, we're going to continue here. Hello?
Hey, Veronica.
Hi.
It's Joy.
Hi, Joy. How are you doing tonight?
Good. I just wanted to
tell me, is politics in Canada a lot easier than it is down here?
Big question. Yeah, I think they're maybe learned from some past mistakes and a little bit more on top of things as far as laws and safeguards.
Hmm.
But they're still, you know, you still got the dark and light playing here as well.
Anyway, how are you? Thank you for that little synopsis. I just couldn't resist the comparison. So how are you doing tonight? You're looking really good. You have a very wonderful heart light. I know you're a little discouraged right now, but you also have a very, very sweet heart light.
Just a little bit over my husband's situation, which we had talked about before, but we went to that meeting and it turned out really, really good.
Oh, good. Well, remind us what your husband, he's without work, right?
He's on disability, mm-hmm. and there's a lot of untruth with the employer and the insurance company, but they keep shooting themselves in the foot.
Good.
So I really, really, both of us really do get an impression that everything's going to be fine, and we're really not worried. It used to give up huge amounts of fear when I thought about it, but now I'm not getting that at all. I'm getting that everything is fine. And so they just keep shooting themselves in the foot, and it's going to get to a point where I'm positive it's going to be resolved. I just have a knowing. I have no idea how I know that, but it just feels, you know.
I think you're absolutely right. The only thing that I want to say here is that do you guys eat well? Your husband's brain, he gets himself all anxious. Do you know that?
Yep. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's something that he's working on with counseling.
Good. And do you feed him good protein? He needs some protein because he works a lot of energy through his body, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Is he in tremendous pain?
Yes, he has knee problems, and I think that brings a lot of pain.
Okay, I just want him to eat a little more protein or something because his brain is suffering. Not that he's crazy or anything. It's just that there's an anxiety going on in there.
Oh, yeah.
And I think you're right that it looks like things are going to work out. But he also gets a stomach ache, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's been feeling funny the last couple days.
Yeah.
We thought it was maybe what he was eating or something that was going around, maybe.
Mm-hmm. I do too, but I think it's also he's very vulnerable because of his. Because he's kind of anxious and he's tired and he's and so we want to send him light and say, come on, you're doing really well. He's got wonderful guidance behind him and it looks like things are going to perk up for him, but I want to make sure that he's keeping enough good quality protein rolling through his little body.
He's
time for me to eat his dinner. Yeah, and he can't do junk food or anything. He has to have some really good quality protein because that will stop his anxiety. I promise you that.
Yeah,
And it's not going to be very long, and you guys are going to have resolved this.
God, I hope so.
It's been been 18 months or something?
Oh, since like 7 years.
Oh, my.
Yeah, seven years.
What was the other thing?
I've been working really hard. I listen to ET, Healing, okay. And I've worked with Jackie before. And I usually try and call the group in and the team at night to help me work on stuff. So I'm just wondering if, because I don't have the gift that you do of seeing, so sometimes I can't judge how I'm doing. I'm getting some more experiences when I try different things, like they're starting to become stronger.
Great.
And I'm starting to feel the energy stronger.
Good.
I'm really interested in the channeling, but I just can't seem to, I don't know whether I'm blocking myself.
Well, I want to tease you a little bit and say, you know when I said you have a very beautiful light?
Okay.
Yes, what's around it is like you're encased in kind of, and this is really relevant to this whole subject of fear, because you're encased in this kind of soft, kind of a self-protective field. And I remember when I first learned to channel, it's the weirdest thing. It's like you break in through, most of us do it through the top of the head, but you literally break in, choosing frequencies to come in and break whatever frequencies are around your body and your head. And
okay.
I want you to do that because you have wonderful presence behind you and around you. Wonderful presence. And it's like you're trying.
I am trying, honest.
Stop trying because it's the trying that makes us tense up, isn't it?
Okay.
What I found was that the best thing for me to do, and everybody's different, okay, but the best thing for me to do was to do a wild workout where I dance and dance and dance and dance and dance, breathe and breathe and breathe, really get my body intensely moving, and then those fields kind of get higher frequency, and then when you call in the channeling energy, it rolls through more easily. And also you get out of your own way instead of squeezing your brain to make it right, you let it go.
And
it's much easier. And remember also, when you do something very vigorous, you raise your frequency, and it's much easier for you to be of a high frequency, which is, you know, as we were listening to Bashar, you know who Bashar is, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
We were listening.
Hello.
Hello. Yeah. We were listening to him, some recordings of one of his current workshops, and being reminded that if you want to see people in different densities or different dimensions, you got to raise your frequency to be at their frequency level.
Right.
So it's back to the whole channeling thing. Get going, raise your fields and frequency consciously, laugh a lot, move around, and then sit down and do your meditation. And I think you're going to find it much easier. But you have this cute little frame all around you, which is like a little membrane, vibrational membrane that's keeping you from feeling the presence that's right there with you. And the guys are laughing.
Born again?
What?
You mean I have to be born again?
Joy, you know we're always being born again. Anyway, I have another caller, so I really loved your call, and you take care and keep going. You've got them right around you. They want to work with you.
Okay, thanks so much, Ronnie.
Okay, honey. Thank you.
Bye.
Good evening. You're on the air.
Hello, Carolyn. I have a couple questions for you there, if you don't
Thanks
mind.
Thanks for calling, Carolyn. It's delightful to talk with you.
A number of years ago, I was given a diagram through automatic handwriting.
Mm-hmm.
And it was called the Spiritual Diamond or the Grand Design.
Oh, great.
And I recently had it made into a pendant that I'm wearing around my neck, but I was told at the time that it came from Spirit and that it was a diamond. It had the center is Earth, and it had nine planes above and nine planes below.
Oh,
and it had clearly marked, you know, the heaven and then, you know, the dark place down below. And then it had, I was told that there was another circle that, you know, that went around the earth was called the Error, where souls go after they leave this earth. And then it was shown to me the lines of the diamond were the lines of reincarnation where souls go up and down, and,
mm-hmm.
you know, and how they ascend or descend back to earth. Again, that sort of thing. I'm just wondering if you know anything about this or if you can enlighten me about it.
I don't know anything about it, except you've probably heard the geometric structures that my guidance taught me. Have you heard those?
Somewhat, yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so in some ways it's very similar, although I haven't been given the instructions about the dark and the light and so on. But when I see what you're talking about, I go, well, I think it's very beautiful. It covers the dimensions, doesn't it? Many dimensions
mm-hmm.
of possibility. And that's all I get is that it's beautiful. I feel my heart grow for it, to respond to it. And I think it must be, what color have you done it?
I had it done in silver.
Oh. Well,
pardon me?
Go ahead.
I also superimposed a cross over it. That wasn't originally given to me, but when I superimposed the cross over the earth, to me it seemed that this was a way out of the endless cycle of birth and rebirth and death and rebirth. That one way out would have been through Jesus and the cross, and he was showing a pathway out. So I did superimpose a cross over top of it all.
I like that.
It's really beautiful. Most people love it.
Mm-hmm. I bet it is, eh? I've never seen that particular thing, but it is absolutely loaded with symbols that all have a lot of meaning. So I can't feel anything but the kind of power. It must give you a much more expanded kind of feeling and a much more dimensionally. I keep praying to be absolutely conscious of all dimensions, which I'm not yet. But I feel
right,
like...
It's like the story of mankind. I'm wearing it.
Exactly. And only,
you know?
And like it's all here now. Back to Bashar. It's all here right now. It's just we don't always see it all. But you've got the symbols that in it, and the angles. I'm not adept at talking about the angles, but I do know intuitively and consciously that they're really important. So you have a lot of power coming from it. I can feel it right now. Are you conscious of the energy that comes from it?
It's reassuring. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah. So
yeah.
Thank you for your call. It's really wonderful to meet you.
Okay. And thank you for your time. Yeah.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. So that's, well, wonderful call. So far we have a little more time for another one. And if you're afraid, I want you to do this. Do this little exercise. Call up your fear. Wrap yourself in light, because I don't want to get your fear and you don't want to get mine, right? Wrap yourself in light. Remember, we're all very, very contagious and we all affect one another. And actually, I want to say this about Carolyn's symbols that are very, very powerful. The use of this kind of structure helps to prevent us from simply taking on one another's. It actually deflects and sends off a lot of the frequencies that might have kind of stuck us together in more trauma, you know? It's called being conscious about how we can become authentic and not be stuck in one another's fields and frequencies. So, Carolyn, if you're still listening, that piece of jewelry you're wearing is a marvelous, marvelous tool for that. And I have a slightly different one on that I feel does a lot of that as well. So anyway, if you're feeling afraid, wrap yourselves in light. Or we all are afraid, okay? We're all afraid some of the time. So let's call up in our body, mind, emotional self. Call in our guides and angels. Call in Jackie's team. They're amazing. My own team, I don't call them the team. I call them my guides and angels. They're also amazing, and many of you have the ones that you're getting connected with or wanting to get connected with or are already connected with. Call them in to protect us all. And then ask to feel the fear about whatever your issue is right now. Sometimes I'm laughing because I'm going, oh, I'm afraid of feeling fear, I think. But anyway, if you feel the fear, just feel the fear right now and ask where it is in your body and then exaggerate it. Now, I have to tell you that mine came right up in the belly in the second chakra, and I can see somebody out there. She's got hers sitting right in the heart chakra. It looks like there's almost fibrillations in the heart. This is someone who's actually very afraid of something. Someone else has gotten, we're not finished with you, I'll come back to you. Someone else has got it in the legs, the knees are really bad. And it might be Joy's husband, I'm not sure. But anyway, somebody who's got it really badly in the knees. And somebody else has got it in the what they call the pit of the stomach, you know, that kind of deep feeling. Somebody else has got it in the shoulders, in between the shoulder blades. That might be you, Cynthia, or several other people as well. Right in between the shoulder blades. I want us all, and wherever you've got it, all right, love it for showing up, okay? Just love it for showing up, and let's exaggerate it and exaggerate it and exaggerate it and ask your guides and angels for help as we command total release of it now. Total release of it now. Now, swish your body out with golden light. I call it the light gargle. Or the other thing to do is jump into the star tetrahedron or the double tetrahedron and start spinning and spinning and spinning and spinning and spinning. And you should notice, when I spin like that, even though I'm sitting in a beautiful green chair staring out at the water, waiting for the eagles to return to our big tree, I can close my eyes and be spinning and spinning and actually get dizzy. Can you? And as I spin and spin and spin and spin and spin in my star tetrahedron, I feel my fear in the belly change and change. And what's happening to yours? Because mine's getting kind of lighter and sort of spiraling up. And in that spiral, I can see it expanding out. This great funnel getting wider and wider. And as it moves out, yes, you're raising the fields and frequency of the fear. Okay, and now let's call in, and we don't have to spend hours on that, then let's call in love. Let's feel the love. Now there's universal love, and it's growing and changing, and the shift is all about being able to feel more love, more unconditional love for ourselves and for others and for the planet and for ETs, for angels, yeah. Now, I ask to feel the frequency of love, and I can feel my body just buzzing like mad. And I feel that incredible presence of infinite love. How do you feel? Yeah, I'm feeling. So what I'm saying to you is that if you call up the fear and you exaggerate it so you know exactly where it is, and so some of it's not left hiding in your big toes, and you clear it and you get your angels to help you, and then you call up love, you can literally practice feeling more and more loved. Let's use the verbs loved, loving, love, loved, loving, right? All of those things that you can do. Because we've heard this for years, that fear, if you have, or fear is the opposite of love. There are only two emotions, fear and love. So let's practice feeling the love, and then we're going to go on to one more process. Anyway, what have we got to be afraid of? Well, that's probably a stupid question. We could probably write a litany on that, couldn't we, Bob? Okay, so we're going to do one more. I see somebody out there who's very... Huh. I can't quite... Okay, this person looks very jittery. It's like they can't calm down and they can't sit still. And I think they're picking up a cigarette, smoke, smoke, smoke. I've done that before years ago. So I see this person being kind of jittery and can't concentrate, right? And then I see this other person. Let's talk about the one with the knees. Okay. And that person is in the fear of, it's not the pain of the knees, apparently. That person is in the fear of not being able to hold himself up and perhaps his whole life. And so there's that whole fear. Now remember this, that the fear itself, and in the jittery person, the fear itself is creating the physical fragility, I guess. I won't say the whole disability because I think there was damage in the knee part. But the fragility is really amped up by the fear. Do you get that? So like the person who's jittery and is smoking the cigarette thinks they can't quit because of the fear. They're afraid that they can't quit and they're afraid that they can't calm down. It's a really hard thing, isn't it? Isn't that interesting? So I'm watching and I'm going, okay, let's feel the fear. Let's call it up and ask the angels to take it. That's right. And once again, let's fill ourselves with love. That's it. Now you can use light if you want. It's easier for you to visualize light and move it through your body. And I think that it's almost time for me to do the sign-off, is it? I love thinking about this subject because the more, like if you look at the media, they pump a lot of fear out there. If you don't have this, you won't be that. If you don't look this way, you won't be that. If we wanted to be authentic, we would bring our light up and we would share with one another a lot better. So if you're watching the television, you'll watch that there's going to be terrible storms. It's going to be, all these awful murders and houses are burning down and children are being abducted and blah-bitty-blah and accidents, and more accidents. That's an awful lot of other stuff going on. But if they want to market us to buy things, if they want to market us to be easily sold to the marketplace or easily controlled, they being, I guess, the establishment, the economic establishment, will want to keep us afraid. And it's that fear of not being this or not being able to be that that keeps us reaching for what we think is going to keep us from fear. I'm saying to you, we need to look at that and we really need to adapt within ourselves that ability to consciously be aware of our fears and consciously clear our fears and know that we're amazing critters that have the ability to be more and more unlimited, to deprogram ourselves, to become much more expandable, much more creative, much more loving, and much more funny. So pay attention to what's scaring you and move away from it as fast as you can and create your reality. This is Veronica Entwistle saying thank you so much for listening to Radiance by Design tonight. Let's talk about fear again and see if we can't move through it. I love the callers. I've had a blast with you tonight, and I love the fact that you're such courageous beings that are learning to take charge of your reality and creating your reality. Next week on Paradigm Shifters, which is on at 8 o'clock Tuesday nights, we're going to be talking with Galexis, and Galexis is a gathering, a coalescence of beings, sort of like the team. They have a slightly different orientation, and I always love talking to them through Ginger Metrol. And you will find this the second installment of a little short series on emerging, that's emerging into a much more consciously created reality. So that's 8 o'clock on Tuesday night on wonderful BBS Radio. I'll be staying on with Jackie Salvitti and the team right after this. They're coming up at 8 o'clock. I'm sure looking forward to that because I'm privileged. I get to play with Jackie, but then I get to interview the team and really learn what beings who are of high consciousness get to eat on that dimension that they live on. So stay tuned if you can, and we'll talk to you in 5 minutes or Tuesday night. This is Veronica Entwistle saying if you want to let me know who's a good person for that you'd like, whom you would like me to interview on Paradigm Shifters, or if you would like a session with me, or if you just have some comments about the shows, Veronica at Veronica Entwistle, no H in Entwistle, Veronica at veronicaentwistle.com. I love to hear from you. So see you at the top of the hour. Take in some love, take in some light, and just send it out to one another in this Radiance by Design community. See you at the top.